so terribly sorry for disturbing you. A naked woman entering your room through an interdimensional portal isn't the most relaxing thing. And I know how dearly some people value their alone time. But you weren't quite alone, were you? Who was that in your ear? Oh, believe me, I may understand better than most. An erotic audio, how fun. And who, pray tell, was the golden-voiced vixen that was keeping you company? No, I asked you first. Not before you tell me the name of the faceless girl that's stolen your heart. What a ridiculous name. So very childish and immature. But I suppose you still want to know who I am. Although, something tells me you already know. Come on. You can do it. Who in the world might I be? Still no answer. Okay. Maybe this will jog your memory.
Now playing Beyonce as a Virgo's Dumb Playlist.
You know, I think you're the most genuine person I've ever met. You've made me so happy. I wish we could stay like this forever.
No? Really? Okay. Cue music that comes out of nowhere.
If I could see through walls, I could see you faking. If you could see my thoughts, you would see your faces. Safe in my rental, like an army truck. Back then, we didn't give a fuck. Back then, I ain't a kid no more. We'll never be those kids again. We drive to six, had the X6 back then. Back then.
How about now? Yes, but like I said, that name is so weak and childish. I prefer something a little more dangerous. You may call me Wasp. By the stunned, slack-jawed look on your face, I guess you have a lot of questions. Well, go ahead. If we're gonna become acquainted, we can't be in the business of keeping secrets, huh? Okay, jumping right in, are we? Okay. You see, there are infinite timelines and universes that exist within the vast expanse of existence. Sure, your quaint little timeline isn't perfect, but where I come from, things are a little darker. Everyone's a bit more willing to give into their most sinister instincts. And that's exactly what I've done. I run a small scientific operation back in my universe. Nothing large, really. Just a pet project of mine. We call it the EHRC, Evil Hose Research Center. Ah, that sounds familiar to you, doesn't it? Yeah, although my version is a tiny bit more advanced. You know, has a little more ambition. You would be surprised at how many things you can achieve when you only have one lead researcher, which is me. So, while I was working at the EHRC last week, I stumbled upon the means to peer beyond my plane of existence and into the infinite. What did I do then? Have you ever Googled yourself? That's pretty much what I did. I searched through thousands and thousands of timelines, looking for variations of my own being. In most of them, I wasn't even there, totally wiped from the timeline. I must admit, I was beginning to get discouraged, but then I stumbled across your world. My God, I was excited. My mind raced with possibilities. Perhaps I ruled the world with an iron fist. Perhaps I had legions and legions of dedicated disciples. Perhaps I was wealthy beyond my wildest dreams, with gorgeous men and women knelt before me, begging to feel my touch. But what do I find? A pathetic little tease, a precocious coward that hides from her followers and acts as their friend rather than assuming her place as their overlord. Fuck, I was furious. Just the thought that there was a version of me anywhere like that made me sick. So I hatched a plan. I would conquer this world and render your bee irrelevant by seeking out her followers and making them forget all about her one by one. And that, my good boy, is why I'm standing in your room. Bee's evil twin? Okay, I know I'm evil, darling. I own that shit. It's more fun to be bad. It's more fun for me. And certainly, more fun for you. What do I mean? Okay, let me put it in terms you'll understand. I know how much you love her audios. They're comforting, they're relaxing, they're sexy. They used to be enough for you. She used to be enough for you. Not anymore, baby. I want to show you a new dimension of pleasure. And by the time I'm done with you, you'll forget why you love that bee so much in the first place. Okay, you talk a big game for someone that's obviously enjoying my presence. What was it, baby? What got you so hard? My voice? My tits? Or was it the fact that you're finally seeing the body of the woman that you've been longing for so fucking long? Ooh, feisty, are we? Standing up for your girl. Okay. Admirable. Foolish. But admirable. I mean, look at this body, my perky tits, my delicious curves, my juicy ass. Give her up, and it's yours. Admit that I am the superior bee, and you can fuck my brains out. I promise. You still won't give up? Oh my fucking God, sometimes I wonder why I even do this. You know, I do admire how she has you on a leash, constantly refreshing her page, looking for that third installment. Sometimes maybe you slide into her DM asking for that third installment, and what does she do? She rants about how, oh my God, people love me so much. Tough luck, bitch. She has power over you. She has power over hundreds, just like you. If she so much as snapped her fingers, every one of her precious bees boys would stand at attention, waiting for orders from their queen. And what does she do with this power, pray tell?
What does she place in the ears and minds of her submissive, captive audience? Jokes and memes about inhalers and chili jam, and she hosts a podcast that nobody asked for, and she found a useless scientific institution with no purpose but bringing herself and other joy. Can you believe that shit? Bringing joy. Like a good little bitch. She welcomes her throngs of followers into houses of her own design and encourages togetherness and friendly competition. And she has that ridiculous succubus character. Trust me, she doesn't know the first thing about demons. I've been watching your world for a while now, and I can't stand seeing such a hopeless squandering of potential. And she does have potential. She just doesn't know how to use it. Lucky for you, though. I do. What do I mean? Oh, baby. It's so simple. I can bring you so much more pleasure than she ever would. I can grant you sensations and experiences beyond your wildest dreams. I can bring you to orgasm harder, faster, and stronger than you ever thought possible. Just gazing on my naked body will unlock animal instincts that have long been buried beneath your surface. And I'll make you so hungry for more that when I finally give you another taste of me, it'll be fucking euphoric. I can see you stroking under the blanket. No. I love it. Keep going, baby. Think about me. And nothing else. What? You want to know more about me? What I want to do to you? Darling, where do I begin? Your bee cowers behind cropped pictures. She teases you with glimpses of her body. When you choose me, you get all of me. I'll give you the whole fucking thing. The deep, passionate sex that she taunts you with. The encouragement and ravishing that lulls you into a deep sleep. The hot, desperate intimacy that you crave and she tends to. Go faster. Think about how the body you've craved for so long is standing right in front of you. Even sexier than you imagine possible. Tell me, baby. Is she able to get a moan out of you every now and then? I can do so much more to you. I'll make you forget your surroundings, your inhibitions, even your own name. She constructs a fantasy for you out of sounds and words. Well, actions speak louder than words, baby. And my actions get really, really loud. Yeah, baby. You like this? Is this... what you like? When she does this, when she grinds you like this, hard, she does it faster and faster, yeah, does it drive you fucking crazy, yeah, just nod for me, baby, you want me, do you want me? Finally.
There's one thing I should make clear before you join me. Your bee is content with letting you live your lives outside of her fantasies. Not me. With me, total obsession is the only acceptable outcome. By the time I'm done with you, the only moans you want to hear are the ones from my lips. The only rambles you'll ever crave are the teases and taunts that I make. And the only release you'll ever crave is the explosion that comes from just my touch. Is that something you want? Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Don't worry. I'm not gonna keep you in suspense. I may be evil, but I'm a girl of my word. Oh my fucking god. You've been wasting this perfect fucking cock on a good girl like her. Everyone knows only a bad girl can do a dick like this proper fucking justice. Are you sure about this, baby? Are you? My wet fucking pussy. Right above your cock. Look me in the eyes. I want to make sure that you want this as bad as I do. There's no going back after this, baby. Look, you're just a few inches away from changing your life forever. Are you sure? In a way, we go my fucking god. Holy shit. That feels incredible. That's it. Maybe just like that. You know, I've been to a lot of bedrooms, but none of them could fuck like you. I can't fucking believe you were wasting your lust on that bitch. Fuck. You're gonna make a perfect addition to my army. Keep going, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like that. Grab my fucking tits as they bounce and shake in front of you. Dig your nails into my flesh and twist my nipples. Yeah, fuck. Just like this. Oh, fuck. You're so sensitive. Baby. Keep playing with my tits. Yeah, keep going. Be rough with them, you fucking animal. Yeah, pinch them, squeeze, suck them, fucking slap them around. I don't care. Just don't let go, please. Just do whatever you want with them. psychic or something? Yes, it is. Oh, fuck. Excuse my ass. Excuse my fucking ass as this slaps against your thighs. Oh my god, just like that. Just like that. Yeah. You wanna slap my ass? Okay. Fuck. You earned it. Do it. Am I okay? That's what you wanted to ask? No, I'm not okay. I was okay before you took your fucking cock out of me, you idiot. What the actual fuck were you thinking, you total fucking...
I didn't know if you had it in you, you know?
I do hate that little bitch, but fuck.
You do share some kinks.
I love someone playing with my tits. And I love a shy, soft, submissive boy like you taking control. And fuck, do I love getting fucked deep. Don't hold back, baby. Fuck me harder. Don't stop. Fuck, baby. If you keep doing that, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Fuck, baby. Are you sure you're from this timeline? Because you fuck like you're evil. Are you there? Okay. Before you go, tell me that she doesn't mean anything to you anymore. Tell me that B doesn't matter. Say it. Fuck yeah, she doesn't. Just me, baby. Say it. Just me.
Adios.
Fuck off.
Just fuck off.
You like that, baby? There's a lot more where that came from. In fact, come back to the darkest timeline with me. Something tells me you'll fit right in. What are you doing? Leave your phone. Where we're going? We don't need phones. Come on, don't be such a wimp. Here, take my hand. There you go. Do you trust me? No? Good boy.